Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian, and we're here to talk about the weather. Martin, it's great to have your company today.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you very much.
Well, we're heading into summer, and there's higher fire risks and heat waves on offer this summer, so it's getting pretty dire.
It's a very dire situation. Apart from the drought, what's happening to the farming community, what's happening to our agriculture system? Now we have to add to it the El Nino is becoming very strong, and then that El Nino is going to produce heat waves and fire risk is going to be greater. So I'm going to give a three-monthly outlook. A drier three-monthly likely for a large part of Australia. A positive Indian Ocean, which I talked about it every fortnight. A positive Indian Ocean during the spring increases the chance of below average rainfall for southern to central Australia and reinforces the effect of developing a fully formed El Nino. That's going to be a very, very strong El Nino. Affects Australia over summer, including higher risk of fire risk, greater chances of heat waves, and very few and fewer tropical cyclones. This is what El Nino is going to do. November to January is likely to be drier than average for a large part of New South Wales, Australia. Most of Australia is likely to have drier than average November. November, right where we are in it, is going, till the end of it, is going to be just dry. The above average rainfall, daytime temperature observed across Australia during 2018 are likely to continue into the early 2019. However, areas of east of the Great Dividing Range, which is Gloucester, comes, have roughly equal chance of wetter or drier than average month. So conditions are improving slightly when you get east of the ranges. That's very important for Gloucester region. And the most of the eastern and southern mainland, Australia has been very dry and warm since the start of the year. The November to January outlook indicates many drought-affected areas are going to develop. And there's no significant drought-breaking rain in coming months. Historical outlook, the accuracy of November to January is very high. All the data shows to us is very, very high. There's a patches of low to very low accuracy in Northern Territory and Western Australia and Northeastern New South Wales. That patch of the area, there's a bit of low risk of accuracy with the weather forecast. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk again in a fortnight.
Looking forward.
That's Martin Babakian, a meteorologist here on Buckets Radio. If you'd like more info, go to our website, bucketsradio.com.au.